So thanks for tuning into the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Right now, I have a special guest waiting for us on the phone, and Mike Trahey will be telling us a little bit about a film debuting, tomorrow, about Ty the Rayman's life. And Ty the Rayman was a former DJ here at the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK, and the film is called Living Like Ribbitch. Hi, Mike, are you there?
Hi, Beth. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's so great to have you here to tell us about this film. We're very excited to learn. And so go ahead and start. Tell us about the film and who was Tyler?
Oh, well, first of all, thanks so much to KDNK. Tyler, as you mentioned, was one of the DJs in the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and he had such a phenomenal time on the airwaves there, you know, and even creating the logo for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program was such a, he was so proud of that, and we're so proud that it's still being used. But Tyler was, you know, we say it a lot with the title of the film, and his middle name was Ray, so that's kind of indicative of who he was. He was a shining personality. It was, you know, he had an ability to brighten anyone's day, and he was at his core, he was a performer. He grew up, his sister Rebecca and Raquel, both of them were in the performing arts. Raquel was into dance, and Rebecca was into acting, and he grew up in a home that was just filled with so much love and so much appreciation for the arts, and so he always wanted to kind of participate in that. And so at a very young age, he would want to make, you know, home movies and post them to YouTube, and he wanted to write raps and sketches, and he just always wanted to be doing something, and it was infectious, you know. And we learned so much in making this film about, you know, we were surprised to learn how he had a natural ability to always, you know, not only just want to make people laugh, but he had a natural ability to, you know, when he knew when somebody needed his spirit, and he knew how to, you know, be a gift, a beacon of, you know, like just hope, and he could just brighten anyone's day.
Yeah, that is so true for what he did here at KDNK. And unfortunately, for those listeners who don't know, we lost Tyler last year due to a car accident. Correct, Mike?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct.
And so in light of the accident, what made you decide to create this film that's debuting tomorrow?
So Tyler, when he was entering, you know, he was finishing his junior year, and he knew for his senior year he was going to have to complete what they call a capstone project, which is kind of like a senior thesis. And, you know, kids, they can do anything. It's really up to them. The sky's the limit in terms of what they can do. And Tyler wanted to make a film, and because he always wanted to star in films and be on the big screen. And he worked so hard at that. You know, he was always making his own opportunities here in the Valley from doing, he started doing stand-up at age 10, which was always so impressive to me, because I myself, you know, having tried stand-up and going to open mic, Tyler made it look so easy. And to think of your 10-year-old self walking into, a coffee shop or a bar and asking them if you can perform stand-up for their patrons, it's amazing. And that really just speaks to who he was. But we knew he wanted to make this film, and because he didn't get the opportunity to make it, we decided to make a film about him. And the film was going to basically be about a guy very much like Tyler, who all he wanted to do was go to Hollywood, become a famous actor, and that would be that. But in the movie, Tyler wanted the character to realize that fame and fortune is not what it's all about, and it's the real value of of living is bringing joy to people. And so we decided to, you know, kind of show how he did that in real life through this film.
Right. And I've seen the trailer, and I'm just really excited to go to Buttermilk tomorrow to see the entire film. And, you know, full disclosure, you and your wife, Rebecca, interviewed me for the film, and you explain a little bit about Tyler's career here at the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program. And many listeners probably remember Tyler, known for his raps and his jokes that he did during his radio show. And I will just say that I started with the youth radio program, it was like 2014 now, but Tyler was one of the first DJs I ever worked with, and he set the bar really high for sure. He was so organized and had scripts, and I just remember when I was working with Stacey Stein, she's like, yep, here's Tyler, kind of like he and J-Bone Jeremy, his partner in crime at the time. They just were so organized and entertaining and so well rehearsed for every radio show, very, very prepared. And so so you guys interview me, and I explain that in the film, just how much we appreciated hear him at KDK. And I was going through some archives today because I wanted to play a few of Tyler's, you know, a rap or two. And I found this really funny kind of moment that I'd like to play, if you don't mind, real quick.
It's, no, I love it.
It's hopefully the listeners will get a laugh. Hold on, let's see if I can do this.
One of the kids in the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program is a real jester.
Ship My Pants by Kmart.
You can't say that.
Ship.
Okay.
Like
good.
Ship.
Okay, good.
Cruise ship for everyone who doesn't hear that.
Thank you.
Phew.
Yeah, that's kind of the joke, because it's not. Yeah.
If you hear in the background Stacey Stein, the former director of the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program, they played a joke on her, and it really worked. Because you can tell in her voice that she thought they said the other word. But so that
that's right. That's right.
That's just an example of the funny things that Tyler did on his radio show. And thank you so much for, you know, creating this film to keep his ray of light going, because really he inspired us all. And I do want to, you might know, Mike, I'm sure you do, that the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program was created by his sister, Anne Marie Zanke, who they lost him at a young age of 21. And so Anne Marie has been said that creating this program so that kids can get on the radio for free and to, you know, empower them to build self-confidence was part of kind of her grieving process. She, out of something really tragic for her, something came very positive. And 20 years later, is, you know, his honor lives on. So I'm just curious about, I know you may not want to speak for Tyler's, your whole family, but how has making this film impacted your grieving process? Has it helped? What have you learned through the process?
That's a great question. You know, it has been a form of healing, because not only now do we have this, you know, memorial in a way, you know, that we can always touch back on, but we just, you know, in talking to people and interviewing, we interviewed upwards of 50 of his peers and friends and family and teachers, and we, you know, you're always his biggest fan as a family member, but we realized that he had a lot of other biggest fans, and we realized that we just didn't know just how profound his effect was on those around him, and so that was so great to see that. And, you know, in the vein of the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program, we kind of took a page from that playbook. And, you know, our family, we created the Tyler Ribbits Ray of Light Fund, which mission is to create and support artistic opportunities for kids in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. And we've, you can find that on Facebook if you search for the Tyler Ribbits Ray of Light Fund. And we've been so excited we've been able to, you know, this before the pandemic took over the world, we were teaching middle school improv classes, Rebecca and I, to kids after school. And Rebecca has taught Grown Up in Me music classes at the Basalt Regional Library and Carbondale Library. And it's just an opportunity. It just, you know, Tyler always wanted more opportunities for, you know, to perform. And so we wanted to kind of to do that with this fund. And so we're pretty proud of that. And we're pretty proud of the film because we never made a film before. So we were embarking on something brand new, but we're so glad that we did. And it's hard to, you know, at times now that, you know, we didn't plan on having a screening of this either. We wanted to do it at St. Regis in Aspen, and the pandemic had other plans for us. So we were so grateful to, you know, Aspen Geeko and the Salt Area Gives to, you know, give us this opportunity to have it at the drive-in at Buttermilk tomorrow night. And we're just so happy that we'll, like, the everyone who's, you know, been involved in the project will be able to now see it on the big screen. And we're just so delighted, and it's just so touching. And it, you know, now that it's here, it's just hard to believe that it actually is happening.
I bet. I know that you guys have put a lot of work into it. And going back to your Ray of Light Fund, I just want to say thank you for contributing to the Andy Zenke Youth Empowerment Program out of those funds. And I know that you have been seeing your work on Facebook and Rebecca in the libraries. And I think you all are just doing great things for kids. It's really, really inspiring to see. And I do understand that you're trying to give back to Pathfinders as well through the Ray of Light Fund. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, they have been, Allison Daly has, who's a counselor at Pathfinders, has been with us, you know, since day one of all this. And we just can't imagine a world without her and without that organization, just because the compassion that they show and their ability to help you navigate grief is otherworldly. It's just something that is not only necessary, and we just always want to show our gratitude to them every step of the way, because, you know, I don't know if any of this, the fund or the film, would have happened without them.
Right. And just for listeners who don't know who Pathfinders is, it's an organization here in the Valley that helps with grief. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sure
they started as, you know, helping people who were, you know, going through cancer, and it kind of just took over into, you know, any kind of grief, you know, whether it's loss of a loved one or otherwise. So, mm-hmm. So great.
Okay. Well, and so the film debuts tomorrow, Tuesday, August 11th at 9 p.m. at the drive-in parking lot base of Buttermilk Mountain up there in Aspen. And tickets are free, but reservations are limited and required. So you can go to Eventbrite to reserve your spot, right?
That's right. Yeah, Eventbrite. And you know, they ask you how many people will be in the car, and you know, there's just some limitations on, you know, what you can do. You just, you know, they want everybody to kind of stay in the car, and, you know, we just want it to be as safe as possible.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going with my parents, so help
you. Oh, yeah. You can't. But we hope, you know, well, if we see you, we'll wave.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, we also wanted to say thanks to Grassroots, the public access television station here throughout the Roaring Fork Valley. They'll be broadcasting the film on Friday night at 8 p.m. for those who can't make the drive-in. They were so kind to do that for us, and they'll be broadcasting it. You know, they'll fit it into their schedule where appropriate moving forward. So, and you'll also be able to find it on their YouTube page for anyone listening. It's not in the Roaring Fork Valley. You'll be able to watch it on the Grassroots YouTube page.
Wow, isn't our valley such an amazing place for just connecting people to great causes and
really
collaborative,
like,
efforts?
Magic.
Yeah.
It's magical.
Well, we're so grateful that you've been a part of it. And I know I had one more thing to ask. I mean, is there anything else you want to tell us before we sign off here?
We're just, you know, we're very grateful to everyone who participated in the film and, you know, who helped us along the way. And, you know, for everyone in the Valley that knew Tyler, you know, he's with us every day. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. And before I get back to the music, I know I've played a little one of Tyler's little jokes, which was kind of funny, but I do have a rap that Tyler wrote about Katie and Kay, and I also have a little bit of an introduction that Tyler and Jeremy did for their Valentine's Day show back in 2015 membership drive. So it's them talking about showing love for Katie and Kay. So I'm going to play those two things before I get back to the music, just so that everyone can hear and be reminded about Tyler's voice and what he added to this radio station. So you can hear the positivity coming through the microphone. So thank you so much, Mike, for sharing this opportunity with us. And I look forward to seeing the film tomorrow night, and much love to you and your family.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Beth.
Thank you. All right, here we go with Ty the Rayman with a KDNK rep and showing love for KDNK. Stay tuned.
By now, most of you know that I write and perform my original raps for you at some point during the show. How cool is Katie and Kay for letting me do that? Well, this show's no exception, so here goes. It is called The Katie and Kay Rap. Katie and Kay Public Radio, the coolest radio station I know. They do so much for our community. When you support Katie and Kay, you support everybody. Katie and Kay supports youth radio too. Kids find the voices from their own point of view. It's a unique thing for a radio station to do. Katie and Kay does so much for our community. When you support Katie and Kay, you support everybody. Katie and Kay brings us NPR. We hear stories from near and far. Freedom of the press, unbiased reporting, makes us better people, makes life rewarding. Katie and Kay, Public Radio, the coolest radio station that I know. Hey there, Ty the Rayman with you. Hope all our listeners are having a wonderful night. February is the month of love, and tonight you have the opportunity to show Katie and Kay some love by becoming a member. Katie and Kay is so worth your membership. They do so many cool things for the community. I love Katie and Kay because they give kids like me the opportunity to be DJs, and we can have a voice and be heard worldwide. So show some love tonight and become a member. You can go to katieandkay.org and sign up. For those of you who do, just so you know, I love you, man. Thanks. Everybody knows All You Need Is Love. Also the title of the next song coming up by none other than The Beatles. All Katie and Kay needs is love too, and some new memberships.